Well, Jim, as we mentioned in our opening comments here, we'll be sharing the Christmas story out of Luke chapter 2. And I'm going to read a few verses, and then I'm going to have you conclude with that. We've done this over the years, reading the Christmas story, the reason why we're celebrating. We can talk about baby Jesus, but we also know the resurrection and the importance of Christ's journey here on earth and to bring salvation and eternal life to all who call on the name of the Lord. So let me pick it up here in Luke, Jim, and I'm going to pick it up, like I said, in verse 8 is where I'm actually going to start. And this is what it says in Luke chapter 2, verse 8. And it says, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, and they were keeping watch over the flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger.'" And then it says, "Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying," and Jim, I'm going to have you pick it up,
"'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.' When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.' So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who had heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told."
Now, Jim, reading that verses of Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20, we're going to be sharing some testimonies here, and they're short testimonies, and these are testimonies of our men that are on the Conquerors program. We talked about this last week with Jesse, talking about the Conquerors program, the long-term program. We've also talked about the fact that for us, it's a great time to celebrate, but we also know it's a time of reflection for a lot of our men on the program and the ladies as well. Reflection of, you know, what's been going on in my life to the point of where they're at today. We know when they come to the ministry here, it can be a what we call a great new start for them, as we share not only the gospel of Christ, we disciple them, we point out of God's word some of the struggles that they're going through and what God says about it. So in sharing these testimonies, even though they're short, there's a lot that's in these testimonies. So Jim, we will kind of go back and forth and share some of the testimonies, maybe talk a little bit more in depth about them, and then go from there. So, Jim, I'm going to have you start off.
Well, Reverend Kaiser, the first testimony that I have here actually goes along very well with what you were saying. You know, Steve, who works with the resident men, and Matt, when they asked the men, what's different about Christmas this year? What's different that Haven of Rest has given you opportunity? What's the Lord been doing? And the first one I have here is very simple. It was very short. But the man said, "I'm grateful for the gift of another opportunity." Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what you were sharing there. For a lot of men, second chances in life can seem like either they're never going to happen or they're very, very rare. Mm-hmm. And that we provide men an opportunity to, maybe things have just been totally out of control, that we can put a full stop and say, "All right, let's give the Lord some time to do a work." And this year, this man is grateful that he has a second opportunity.
Well, you know, Jim, as we talk a little bit more about that, we know over the years, you've been here long, I've been here long, these second chances, a lot of the guys that could come onto the program, not every single one, but when they talk about second chances, Jim, there's a lot of times that they were close to facing death. And what I mean by that is sometimes if you are so wrapped up in your addiction, you lose track of time. There's times that you end up in the hospital, and a second chance is a huge thing for them. I want to read another one here. It's another short one, Jim, but it says a lot to me. And it says a lot about our guys on the program and them thinking about what they're glad for. And this is, I don't know, it just has the initials DD, but it says, "It's good to be sober this Christmas, and I thank the Lord that I am sober." Now, we know, Jim, the importance of that. We've had people years and years that have not been sober on Christmas. And maybe they are out and not staying here or staying at another location, and they are not sober. So this gentleman is very thankful for being sober and having a clear mind.
This gentleman here, he's has a very, it's another short testimony, but I, knowing the man, and I wish sometimes for our listeners they could see the men's faces. So we'll do the best we can to paint that picture. But this gentleman's a little bit older, and his testimony for this Christmas was, "This is the first year I get to start in the way I wished I'd started in school." Mm. And you just think of, you know, there's a lot of times when life goes by and it doesn't go the way we planned. You know, his praise is alluding that finally that life I thought I was going to start when I was young. And then, as so many of us know, so many things happen along the way. Mistakes are made, and he's grateful for the chance that the Lord's given him, that chance to hit the reset button.
Yes.
And say, all right, it might have taken a while, but now we're doing it.
And you know, Jim, just saying reset button, that's really what the Haven of Rest is about, resetting lives. And we do that reset through sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, because we know that when things are taken care of internally, the heart, a lot of times externally things will fall into place. Not perfectly, and we're not saying that there won't be bumps, but we know the change of a heart is huge as we talk about Christmas and what Christ has done for us. Jim, listen to this. Simple. It's a simple one. But he is thankful to have joy. Even though there's so much stuff that is going on into the world, what a blessing it is to finally have some joy. And what a word, joy. A lot of our guys don't understand what that is, but the joy to be free from addiction, the joy of not being in a bad circumstances that maybe they were coming out of, to have joy during this Christmas and holiday season, what a blessing to hear that.
And Reverend Kaiser, doesn't that fit with what we read in the Christmas story?
Yes.
That the angels could proclaim peace on earth and joy, and they were saying that to a people that were oppressed.
Yes.
And in the same way, Christ is still saying to people who might be oppressed in their addictions and oppressed in these different things, there's a peace that I can offer that this world cannot give you. There's a joy that can well up inside you that is really what Christmas is all about, and that people are here at Haven of Rest finding that peace and that joy. That's what the testimony I'm about to read is all about.
Mm-hmm.
This gentleman says, "Well, here in the Conqueror's program, I received God into my life." Praise God.
Amen.
I mean, that's not the whole testimony,
yes,
but just stop there for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
If that was all of his testimony, we rejoice with all the angels in heaven.
Amen.
That another soul has come to know the Lord.
Yes.
But he goes on and he says, "It has turned my thoughts and my feelings around, and I've learned a lot on the program, including taking responsibility and accountability.
Wow.
So the Lord's really doing a transformative work in this resident's life. So it's that initial coming to know the Lord, but then allowing to have that renewing going on in his mind and in his life that we just get so excited about here at Haven of Rest.
And we get to, Jim, we get to see this. That's the beauty of it. I mean, sure, we see a lot of tough things. But boy, when we see transformation through Christ happening, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And even here at the Haven, as we share the testimonies, Jim, we send out a voice newsletter, and you see those, we read about those testimonies. But when we see those changes here, we rejoice because we know what things were before and what things are happening now in the presence when they receive Christ. Jim, here's another one. This is a little bit more longer, but it says, last year, it says, I went off the deep end. Now, when you think about that, there's a lot of depth in there because we know, working with the men, when we find out what that actually means, it's pretty serious. It says, I ended up with over $18,000 of medical bills. This year, I had support through friends and family when these hard months came during that time. And it says, I am grateful for the people and my family. I'm grateful for the forgiveness of sin and trusting in the Lord. Here we go, Jim, trusting in the Lord for a life without entanglements. I need him. I need his grace. I need Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord for that. So here you hear a heart really calling out and saying, I need him. I want him. And it's only through Jesus Christ that the healing can start taking place.
Reverend Kaiser, in this next testimony that I share, it really reminds me of John's account of Christ coming into the world, mm-hmm. which isn't the one we often read at Christmas time. But in John, the first chapter, he talks about how not only was the Word became flesh, but it mentions how he's a light that came into the world.
Yes.
And so keep that in mind as we read this next testimony. This resident shared, 33 years ago, a light went out in my life. I had a daughter, and 1 week later on New Year, he had a daughter out of wedlock, and 1 week later, his grandmother passed away mm-hmm. in his arms. He said, she meant everything to me. And he said, ever since then, 33 years ago, he really hasn't been able to enjoy a Christmas. And he said, this year today, the light of the world, Jesus, has given me back my joy.
Wow.
He says, thanks to my family at Haven of Rest, who have been here for me through these dark times. Haven of Rest is a torch lit for the eternal flame of glory, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
And just reminds me so much of that, how Christ is that light in the world that pierced the darkness. And this man had a very personally dark series of decades. And through the love that was shown him at Haven of Rest, demonstrating the love of God, he can now say, I have a joy that I haven't experienced in 3 decades of Christmases.
Well, you know, Jim, here we are, Christmas Eve, December 24th. Many of these testimonies that we just shared, and there's a lot more, but we're coming up on time here. But just think about this. We will be their family. And our listeners out there are their family as well, as they pray and support and they volunteer here. And we will have a wonderful celebration here, not only just today on Christmas Eve, but also on Christmas Day, Jim, where I know you'll be here in the morning time. I mean, I'll be here in the morning time. You'll be here in the evening time. We know that the gospel of hope through Jesus Christ will be shared. Sometimes we'll have a guest speaker come in, and we'll be able to share on Christmas Day. We'll have volunteers here, Jim, making that day special, not only for the guys on our long-term and the ladies and the children that will be here, but for everyone here. And just can't thank the Lord enough, Jim. And I know that for 80 years, God has been here and he has been working through this organization, changing multiple lives.
Reverend Kaiser, it is a blessing to know that we're a part of what God's doing, and it's so much bigger than any one of us. It's bigger than even Haven of Rest, and yet it's one life at a time, one person who gets to experience true peace and true joy because Christ has come into the world and he came to save them. And when they come to know that, everything changes.